Well, a God morning to you. Welcome back to the God School. I have a feeling that this is going to be a good message. It's taken me 90 minutes to get my equipment working. You know, devil's going to fight hard against this message because it comes from the Word of God. Before we get into it, I've told this story before, but I believe it's worth telling again. There was a missionary couple to Africa who had served God for 40 years and were finally able to retire. And they took a cruise ship home, and on that same cruise ship was Teddy Roosevelt. And as they pulled into the harbor of New York, great fanfare took place because of the arrival of the President of the United States. And as the couple sat or stood looking out over the crowd, jubilant over the return of Teddy Roosevelt, the husband became very irritated, and his wife, having known him very well, said, "What's the problem, dear?" And he said, "Look at all this." He said, "We here have served the Lord faithfully for 40 years, and there's no one here to greet us or joyous upon our return, and he gets all that?" And the wife, in her patience, said, "Dear, I think you ought to go to your room and talk to the Lord about it." So after some time, the husband returned to the deck, had a look of joy on his face, and his wife asked, "What's changed? What's changed?" And the husband explained, "As I was complaining to the Lord about what was going on here, he said to me, 'You're not home yet.' This message is not only to the church, the body of Christ, but it's to all the chosen people of God in a time that the world is in chaos, and that some of God's people are in great trouble, tribulation, if you will, but this is not the tribulation, the great tribulation. People of God, God is an eternal God, and his people need to take on an eternal perspective. In Deuteronomy 33, we have the promise of shoes being iron and brass, of as thy day, so shall thy strength be. That means it's a day at a time. That means it's iron and brass shoes means it's going to be a tough trip. But then it says, the eternal God is thy refuge. As a side item, to those of you who care about God and care about His Word and try to have some understanding of what's going on, I was reading in the 60th Psalm this week, and I'm turning to it now because I want to quote it properly. Take a little while. We'll get in there. Hang in there with me. This is a Psalm of David. And he opens his psalm by saying, O God, thou hast cast us off. Thou hast scattered us, thou hast been displeased. Oh, turn thyself to us again. Now, the context of this psalm takes place in 2 Samuel 8. You should read this whole Psalm 60. You should read the whole 2 Samuel 8. You really should read the whole 2 Samuel 8 if you want to know what's happening, what's going to happen, what has happened to those people and will happen again to those people who are against the chosen people of God. But, you know, the scripture says that David, that God speaking, that David was a man after his own heart, but he was a man of faith, a man that I think every person who reveres God and His Word can relate to, because 2 Samuel 8 comes right after 2 Samuel 7, in which God made astounding promises to David. That's not the message today. You want to know about those astounding promises that God made to David through the prophet Nathan in that 7th chapter of 2 Samuel? Go to thegodschool.com and click on that series called The Second Greatest Story Ever Told. But that's not the point of this message. The point of this message is the world has suddenly seemed to turn crazy. Chaos is being seen in many corners of the world. And there's a chance God's people might be confused without the eternal view our Father. Did a little study using the blueletterbible.com, and to those of you who would like to get to know God better and I'm just reminded of this, that in that high priestly prayer that Jesus prayed in John 17, he said, "This is life eternal." He didn't say, "This is a great life, this is going to be a great life for you down here." He said, "This is life eternal, that a man may know thee, the one true God, and Jesus Christ, whom he has sent." So, these words that we're going to listen to today come directly from the Word of God, from the Bible, from God's prospectus, wherein God has given information in advance, calculated to arouse interest, and as Webster says, win support, as I would say, to get our trust in him and his promises. Now, so we're going to go down a list. I hope you would take the time to get a paper and pen, write these verses down. All the way back in the book of Deuteronomy, 7th chapter, 6th verse, God speaking, he said, "For thou art an holy people," that means a separated people, "unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God has chosen thee to be a special people unto himself above all people that are upon the face of the earth." In the 14th chapter of Deuteronomy, 2nd verse, it says, "For thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord has chosen thee to be a peculiar people unto himself above all nations that are upon the earth." God chose Israel for himself. In 1 Chronicles 16:13, God speaking, he says, "O ye seed of Israel, his servant, ye children of Jacob, his chosen ones." Psalm 135 says, "For the Lord has chosen Jacob unto himself and Israel for his peculiar treasure." Unique. A picture of this word is a dot with a circle drawn around it. Psalm 3 says, "Of God, thou art a shield about us." Isaiah goes on to say, "Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me." Now, I didn't check this out, but I have a good feeling that this word being translated believe in this Isaiah 43:10 passage might say, may know and amen me. Have no doubt in me. I don't care what circumstance you may find yourself in. If it's contrary to the word of the Lord, the people of God have that promise or that declaration in 2 Corinthians 1:20, which says, all the promises of God are in him that is in Jesus, yea, and in him that is Jesus, amen, no doubt. Whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. Hallelujah. In the 44th chapter of Isaiah, it says, thus saith the Lord that made thee, that formed thee from the womb, which will help thee, the Lord will help thee. Fear not, O Jacob, my servant, and thou Jezreel, another name for Jerusalem, whom I have chosen. Well, that's a pretty bold statement, Don. These rockets coming from the Gaza, coming from Lebanon, coming from Syria, now coming from Yemen, are aimed at Jerusalem and all their surrounding cities. And you say, fear not. We're talking eternal perspective here, folks. Are some of God's people dying in this conflict? Yes, there are. But God has chosen Israel as his special people. And God is in the business of eternal things. And in spite of circumstance, we have the ability to reach up and grab hold of God's promises. And if we die in the process, we shall wake up to life eternal. Listen, Isaiah 48:10 says, behold, God speaking, I have refined thee, but not with silver. I have chosen thee in the furnace of affliction. Whew. Wait a minute. I thought God loved us so much that, you know, when we walked, our feet wouldn't touch the ground. I thought that, you know, he just had wonderful things in this life in store for us. Well, that may be, but that is not an eternal view. And God, by the words of Jesus, speaks of eternal life as one gets to know the one true God and Jesus Christ, whom he has sent. Let's go to the words of Jesus. Now listen to this, all you self-righteous SOBs, sons of Belial. I'm not cussing yet. Listen. You have not chosen me. Oh, wait a minute, I chose you, God. What are you talking about? Jesus said, you have not chosen me, but I've chosen you and ordained you, set you apart, made you peculiar, made you special, that you should go and bring forth fruit, that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask in the ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. What if you don't see it? Well, keep on grabbing hold of the promises, which is the definition of faith. And without faith, ladies and gentlemen, it is impossible to please God. Back to that high priestly prayer of Jesus in John 17, Jesus said, I have given them thy word, and the world has hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. How many of you know that the day is coming when God is going to roll the heavens up as a garment and burn this old earth and create new heavens and new earth wherein we will spend eternity with God? Oh, let it sink in. I have given them thy word, and the world hateth them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. If we go a chapter before 17 to 16 of John, these are some of his last words to his disciples. He says, they shall put you out of the synagogues, out of the churches. Yea, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he does God service. Got any of those people running around this world today? We sure do. And these things they will do unto you because they have not known the Father nor me. The last verse of that 16th chapter of the Gospel of John, Jesus has said several things to them, and he ends this way. He says, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation. King James is very weak here. King James says, but be of good cheer. No. Be of good courage. I have overcome the world. People of God. Peter tells us that we are strangers and foreigners in this world, and we have had the scriptures which tell us that God has chosen us. Well, let's go to one more verse. That being in the book of Ephesians. Paul probably knows scripture, not probably, I think without a doubt, knows the scripture, has had intimate relations with Jesus Christ for 3 years in the desert as Jesus was preparing Paul, who's responsible for 2/3 of the New Testament, to totally make revelation of what God in Christ Jesus had done in the gospel, which the other disciples didn't get it. If they had, there was no need for Paul to come on the scene. But there was need, and Paul filled the need, that we might have knowledge, that we might come to know thee, the one true God. And Paul speaks this way of that God, of our God, of the Lord our God, of Jehovah Sabaoth, that is the Lord of hosts. And of Jesus Christ, whom he has sent. Third verse of the first chapter says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ." I'd like to give you even a better translation. This word being translated blessed is eulogia. And what it means is the good speaking God. And for the last 28 minutes, God has been good speaking to us through his word. And it says, and has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. We're going home to heaven someday, to be with our Father in heaven. Oh, what a day that's going to be. Now listen. Fourth verse. According as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him, in love. God so loved us that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever should faith in him should have eternal life. But let's break this down just a little bit more. According as he has chosen us. In the Greek, the word is exelexitos. It has three parts. Ek, meaning past. It means an already done deed. Lego, which means to speak or to choose. And when you add the suffix, it tells us that this activity of God was done for himself. And therefore, what it is saying is according as God has already done, he chose out from among those, listen, whom he did not choose out for himself in Christ Jesus, the perfect Son of God. Before the foundations of the world, to those who are now in Christ Jesus, who know that they are in Christ Jesus, keep that heavenly view. And to those who are God's people, for it says he chose out from among every nation, tongue, and kindred, people for himself. If you don't know by the assurance of the word of God, the day will come when, because of your chosen position in God, you will know. And through that knowledge, come to trust in God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. What is this message? Be of good courage. Jesus said, for I have overcome the world. And that's the God School for today.